Each election cycle, Nigerian officials introduce new ways to ensure a clean vote. This year, everyone registered to cast a ballot will carry a government-issued permanent voter's card, or PVC, with biometric data that includes an individual's fingerprints. They will be processed by electronic card readers programmed to operate in a particular polling booth. The machines will confirm the identity of the voters, helping ensure that each person registered casts only one ballot. More than 130,000 card readers will be deployed throughout the country. Some opposition candidates have gone to court to ban the readers, saying they violate a 2010 law that prohibits certain types of voting technologies. Oba Ifanga, the governance program manager of ActionAid in Abuja, disagrees.
The card reader is not used for voting directly. This is just to confirm that the person who turns up to vote actually is the owner of that identity to vote. What the Electoral Act prohibits is electronic voting to indicate their choice on the ballot. That doesn't happen in Nigeria, and I do not see the use of the card reader as violating that provision of the Electoral Act.
Still, there are doubts. Clement Nwankwo is the executive director of the Policy and Legal Advocacy Center in Abuja.
The major concern is the card readers. If it's been operated by battery, how long the batteries would last. If the batteries would only last for a certain period of time and there's no electricity in some areas, this cannot be charged. So that's one major concern.
Nwankwo says those manually counting the votes at the polling booths will compare the number of ballots cast with the number of registered voters recorded by the card readers. Darren Q is also concerned about the counting process. He's an associate professor of conflict resolution at the University of Massachusetts in Boston and the director there of the Center for Peace, Democracy, and Democratic Development. He's also monitored all of Nigeria's previous democratic elections since 1999. Q says Nigeria's system for collating the votes is decentralized and unnecessarily complicated, leaving room for manipulation in previous elections. He says the vote tallies from the polling booths are forwarded to collation centers at the ward level and later to the local level. From there, they go to state centers and finally to INEC at the federal level. At each point, the votes are examined and counted. He says past experience shows the vulnerabilities of the system.
We would follow the numbers to the ward collation center, where usually things look pretty good, but then the sun goes down, and for the international monitors, for security reasons, they're usually not allowed to be out overnight. And then the local monitors are often prevented from getting into the local government collation centers, where that's where we would see a lot of things change in terms of numbers, such that by the next morning when we would go to observe at the state level, those numbers would have changed very surprisingly to us, such that we would see outcomes that just did not seem to make sense with what we had seen the day before.
The elections were rescheduled for March 28th because of insecurity in at least three northeastern states, and also because INEC had not finished distributing millions of voting cards. In some cases, INEC says it has distributed the cards to local officials, though some voters are still waiting to receive them. Q says he's concerned there could be a reason for the delay.
But the other problem with the voting cards is that in the past, and as is happening right now, is that INEC will release these new voting cards, but the voters themselves will not get them. And there seems to be some evidence that these cards, as in the past, are being hoarded at the local government level.
He says if the cards are not distributed, the vote in some areas is effectively suppressed. In the past, he says, they were distributed to others who voted fraudulently under someone else's name, or they were used to indicate a high voter turnout to support high and fraudulent vote totals that were added at the local government collation centers during the night. He says vote rigging may be more difficult this time around. He says the opposition is large enough to have monitors at the polls, while Youth Corps volunteers have been recruited as polling station managers. Q says they are part of a federal program made up of college students who are perceived to be idealistic and less prone to corruption. Any complaints of cheating will be investigated by INEC and, if necessary, by the courts. They have overturned many legislative and gubernatorial elections over the years because of rigging and other irregularities. I'm William Eagle in Washington.